Wait until you see this epic, brutal takedown of Kamala Harris by a fellow liberal. We're going to see how Bill Maher is but the latest liberal to come out and say the obvious despite all the media's fabricated fanfare and astroturfing. Kamala Harris is a political disaster. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, do you remember Biden's brain freeze at that White House event several weeks back? I mean, he literally had to be physically escorted off stage by Obama. But you know what was so interesting about that is that we now know which media outlets covered that event and which ones tried to hide it. Thanks to our sponsor, Ground News. Ground News is an app and website that combines related news from across the political spectrum into one place. So, for example, with Biden's inability to walk himself off stage, Ground News shows that there were 19 articles covering that story, with barely 12% coming from left-leaning sources. I wonder why. Because Ground News gives you access to every headline for every news story, you can train your own mind to start recognizing media bias based on the language the media outlets are using. You got to give them a try. Just click on that link below or go to ground.news/Steve, or you could even scan the QR code on the screen. And if you sign up through my link, you get 40% off the same Vantage plan that I have for unlimited access to all their features. Ground News is doing important work, and I certainly hope you'll check them out.
Vice President will get all of Biden's campaign money, and on the Democrats' best issue, abortion, she's a walking reminder to women that Republicans are coming for the abortion pill. She won't just protect Plan B. She is Plan B. And as a former prosecutor, Kamala was putting criminals in jail back before liberals decided that was a bad thing. Now that CVS is locking the shaving cream behind plexiglass, Democrats are coming around to her again. Harris would be the first woman president, first black woman president, and first Asian president. But I don't vote for who will be the first. I vote for who will win. And for whatever reason, Harris has never been popular. You can count the number of delegates she won in the 2020 primaries on one hand, as long as that hand has no fingers. In 3 years as vice president, she's been quieter than an electric car. And like an electric car, your MAGA uncle can't explain why she fills him with homicidal rage. She just does. Sometimes life isn't fair. It's not fair that she's not popular. She's intelligent and accomplished and, in fact, was put in charge of the border. And look at how... Okay, bad example.
All right, so obviously that was pretty brutal, perhaps better brutally honest. Bill Maher made no secret that he was hoping for Gavin Newsom to step into the ring here, and he's certainly not happy that Kamala was selected, keep in mind, selected, not elected by him and his fellow Democrats. And Maher is hardly alone in expressing his concerns over Kamala. Take a look at this. This is the latest from The Hill. Behind the hoopla, Democrats anxious about Harris. And of course, at one level, this is nothing new. The Democrats and the legacy media have always been anxious about Kamala Harris. And they're anxious about Kamala Harris, obviously because she was not put on the ticket because of any accomplishment or because she was popular or because she would unify the party or anything like that. Why was she put on the ticket? She was put on the ticket because she ticked off the right boxes, the right identity politics boxes. She's a bona fide DEI hire that even Biden himself admitted. Take a look.
To me, the values of diversity, equality, inclusion are literally, and that's not kidding, the core strengths of America. That's why I'm proud to have the most diverse administration in history. It taps into the full talents of our country. It starts at the top with the vice president.
I mean, you heard the man. Well, as best as you could through his slurred sentences. DEI is the core of American values. Represents the core of American values. And no one represents that more than the vice president herself. So the Democrats have always been anxious about Kamala precisely because her call to fame, as it were, got nothing to do with being fame worthy. She solely ticked the right boxes. That was it. So getting back to this Hill piece, bottom line, Democrat lawmakers are privately voicing their concerns about Cackle's Kamala and her ability to defeat President Trump in 2024. And the key here, just like we've been talking about for months now, the key here is that they don't believe she can win over blue-collar voters. So what have we been saying for months, gang? What have we been, and we're not the only one. Rich Barris of the People's Pundit has been saying it a lot longer than we have based on the data he was gathering literally a year ago. The Democrats are hemorrhaging white and non-white working class voters to Trump. And there's two fundamental problems with that hemorrhaging. One, white, non-white working class voters are inordinately represented in swing state populations. Those swing states are filled with far more blue-collar workers. We're talking Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. There's far more blue-collar workers in those three states in particular, the so-called blue wall, than there are in the national average. So that's the first problem. And the second problem is that Harris is actually doing worse than Biden among those very voters. The British outlet Spiked recognized that almost immediately, right away, when Kamala was first being selected, not elected, as the nominee. So Spiked noted that Kamala, with Kamala at the helm, the Democrat Party officially became the party of California-style progressive wokeness, which the vast majority, we're talking the supermajority of working class voters, find utterly repugnant. And so with a total inability to connect with working class voters, Kamala is all but guaranteed to lose at least one blue wall state when she needs all three to win electorally. In fact, to add insult to injury, one of the talking points for Kamala originally was that she would do better in the Sun Belt states like Arizona and Georgia. But look at this. Trump is actually doing better in Arizona with Kamala on the ticket. Kamala at the head of the ticket, I should say. He's doing better than he was doing with Biden. Trump has actually gained a couple of points in Arizona ever since Kamala came to the fore last week. He's sitting on a near 7-point lead. And keep in mind, that's the polling average in Arizona. It's the same with Georgia. There's been no movement at all. Trump is up 5 in the Peach State. No movement since Kamala's been put on the ticket, even though she was supposed to do better in these Sunbelt states. So this is why there were reports, I kid you not, there are now reports that Biden, or better, Biden's people, deliberately chose Kamala precisely so that the Democrats would implode in November. Kamala is a way of getting Biden's revenge on party operatives that launched a successful coup against him. This is beyond delicious. I'm sure you've all heard by now that reports are out that Biden was basically blackmailed into giving up his election, his re-election bid, and that Obama gave the green light to threaten Biden with invoking the 25th Amendment if he didn't drop out, right? You've heard that. So as far as these reports go, Biden was forced out. It was a coup. A duly elected candidate for the presidency who had millions of Democrat votes and delegates to easily win that candidacy, he was forced, he was coerced out of that race by a bunch of unelected operatives. And so there are now reports that Biden backed Kamala as, when all is said and done, his own FU to those very Democrat operatives. It was Biden's, or better, Biden's people who deliberately stuck the Democrat ticket with a guaranteed loser. Now, that said, the Democrats appear more and more to be ceding that loss, while at the same time they think they've been able to minimize their losses down ballot. Here's Molly Hemingway of The Federalist.
So what we're seeing in this race is really the result of what was happening when Biden was the nominee. It wasn't just that Biden was losing to Trump, which he was losing very much to Trump. It was also that you had this down ballot collapse. Democrats were facing the loss of 5, 6, 7, 8 Senate seats, and they were not prepared to do that, even if they understood they might lose the presidency. And so what you're seeing with these polls is that it is certainly better than what they were dealing with Biden, but the fundamentals of the presidential race are almost certainly going to be the same, because to Olivia's point, what the Trump campaign has been doing is running against the Biden-Harris presidency, for which Kamala Harris is just as responsible as Joe Biden. And if anything, Biden was able to present as much more moderate than Kamala Harris, who has this on videotape record of being probably the most extreme hard left Democrat nominee in 75 years. But this whole change, this like replacement of the actual person who was chosen by Democrat voters in their primary with someone who's run for president twice now and has yet to receive a single delegate, that's not really about the presidential race so much as trying to save the Senate.
So again, there you have it. As much as the legacy media may be actively trying to convince their dwindling audience otherwise, Kamala is widely recognized to be a political disaster, even by liberals like Bill Maher.